Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, who joins us each week. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, an interesting story about the deadline for recertifying handgun licenses, and this has county clerks a bit confused, and they're approaching Governor Cuomo to talk about the issue.
Yeah, this was one of the aspects of the controversial SAFE Act that was passed in 2013 by the New York State Legislature, just weeks after the Sandy Hook tragedy. The law contains this requirement that those New Yorkers who legally own handguns must get their handgun licenses recertified every 5 years. The typical way to do this for most handgun owners, and it gets confusing, is through a website set up by the state police. But it's local county clerks that have a role in this, too. They keep track of the registrations, keep them on file, and that's where the confusion comes in. According to our story today by Rick Carlin, county clerks across the state are now seeking an emergency meeting with Governor Andrew Cuomo and other leaders about this January 31st deadline under the SAFE Act. Many county clerks said they're being besieged with questions by their own constituents, and they don't really have good answers. The state police said they've received already about 200,000 recertifications through their website, but that's still only a fraction of what's about 1.25 million permits across the state. So the deadline is January 31st to recertify handgun licenses, and everyone's working on getting some clarification out there.
Could New York see an expanded school year?
Well, the standard 180-day school year in New York could become a thing of the past in some districts. State education policymakers are currently weighing a more flexible school year, one that can start earlier than September 1st, which under law is when public schools have to begin their school year, or by then. Now, this is all according to the State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Illia, who says that current laws are constricting to some school districts, and they've asked for flexibility, and this is a response to that. They won't have to start earlier, but they would have that option. What they would have to do is get 900 hours of elementary school instruction and 990 hours for middle and high school students, and then they could break it up any way they like over the course of the school year. So that'll be something that will allow for meetings and recess and other kinds of things to happen a little more orderly within the school, local school district.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, for this and many more stories in the paper today. Head to timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.